This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. New numbers show that China's coal production will likely grow about 3% this year. That's despite a government campaign to cut air pollution. Coal's long history has been intertwined with growth, the industrial age, and lately, pollution and climate change. Barbara Fries is the author of Coal, A Human History. She has this take on coal's image as a brand.
The Chinese were the first to burn coal and also the first to use coal in other ways. They would make brooches or something that anthropologists called ear-piercing ornaments. They appreciated coal for its beauty. Coal really had a very sinister image for centuries. And I don't mean the coal industry. I mean coal itself. It came from these very hellish coal mines. It came from this sort of sinister subterranean world that was dark and spooky and where people frequently died in these horrible fiery explosions. And it was widely assumed that those coal mines were haunted by demons. At the same time, there persisted this belief that the smoke had certain cleansing properties, and the College of Physicians said, burn some coal and maybe add some herbs and things to the smoke, particularly at times of plague. One of the first things ever written about air pollution talked about how suddenly London was resembling a suburb of hell. In fact, Queen Elizabeth was, quote, greatly grieved and annoyed with the taste and smoke of sea coals. But then you saw a funny change in the 1800s. And of course, this was when coal really was fueling an industrial revolution and really changing things. Suddenly, there's this literature about coal emerging from theologians and philosophers and missionaries to China who would write back about the coal deposits there. And they attributed to coal this divine and civilizing force. There's this irony to the fact that when Western missionaries went to China, trying to encourage China to use its coal was something they perceived as part of their mission. Now, of course, China is using way more coal than anybody else. There will be an end of coal, and it will be momentous. The speed at which it happens will depend on a lot of things, including environmental regulations and particularly how seriously we take climate change.